إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. صدق الله. We are studying this chapter that we should help one another in doing good and stopping from evil. In that, this ayat is quoted, the surah is quoted of Al-Asr. In the surah, Allah Ta'ala takes qasam and oath of time. Time is a great, great commodity, a great, great, great asset to mankind. Every day, round about 100,000 seconds are granted to a person in a day. Now, how do we use that? If a person has to get about roughly 18,000, 100,000 rand, you have to think of employing it, investing it in the best of things. Every day we are given so many seconds, how much are we investing and employing that in good work? Time is a great, great blessing from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. It is also a sign of the great qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, that Allah Ta'ala has created something like time. And then the measure of time, that we divide it up into 12, into years, 12 months, 4 weeks, 7 days, 24 hours, 1,440 minutes, and about almost 100,000 seconds close to that, Allah gives us every day. And after this great statement of Allah Ta'ala, and taking this great qasam, Allah Ta'ala declares, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ, that man is in total loss, generally. Generally, mankind, as we see around us, who of us really appreciates this time and employs and uses time to make it for akhirah? This little while of this dunya, which we think is a long time and we think it's everything, but it's only there for us to prepare for the akhirah. Very, very few of us are such that we employ some time even for the preparation of akhirah. If we use time, we use it for the dunya things, for all the things of dunya. Actually, we should be preparing for our qabr, for the day of qiyamah, for the everlasting life in Jannah, and to get saved from Jahannam. So after taking that qasam and making the statement, Allah says, how can you employ your time correctly? How can you improve and use your time to your benefit? إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. The first thing is your iman. And the iman is not just the level that we have got, but to get the reality of iman. And then also the reality of iman, there is no end to it. A person can work on his iman all the time to make it stronger and stronger. But generally our iman is very weak. We hardly think of the qabr's life. We don't even make dua for the life of the qabr, for Qiyamah's day, etc. So we don't, our iman is not connected there. So we have to connect it, and then we have to make it stronger all the time. And after that, وَعَمِلُ الصَّالِحَاتِ, to do righteous deeds. How much of our time do we use? So somehow, that which is furthest upon us, we do that. We manage to come for namazus, etc. How many of us, our tilawat is in order, the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, the tasbihat, etc. Many things to do of good deeds, but how many of amal salihah do we do? Amal salihah is our ibadat, muamalat, our muasharat, how we interact with one another, and all the hukukul ibad, the rights of fellow people. But wasaw bil haq, and that we encourage one another on good, and that is the relationship of the surah to the chapter, that we encourage and tell one another about doing good. If we think yesterday one day has passed, did we ever tell any person to do this good deed or that good deed? And that was the thing that was supposed to be our continuous wazifa. wherever we saw so many people doing wrong things, we didn't even stop anyone. We didn't tell anyone, make one of an ibadat or anything like that. Even our close and dear ones, we don't even remind ourselves. And all this can only be done when we also have sabr. And we are content with this dunya's life, then we'll be preparing for akhirah. But unfortunately, we are all so much engaged in this dunya thing, and we want more and more and more fancy things of this dunya. So a person has to make sabr with what he has got in this dunya, and then he will be able to prepare for akhirah. So that is the eternal, everlasting life, the life of the akhirah. So the student teaches us that we should make sabr on what we have, and we should invite one another towards good. That is a very important aspect of a Muslim's life, to be in a condition that he is inviting others towards good and encouraging towards good. That should be a continuous quality that should be in a person. May Allah give us all such things.